It is time for the appraisal guys, the Frick and Frack of Nick and Knack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom. Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, you'll find them on the web at tqag.com. But I think I only have one of them on the line this morning. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, you only have me because Tim is in Las Vegas and it's 4:30 where he is. And he's sound asleep.
And what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, he's out there for the NAA, for their designation academy, and he's teaching the interpersonal class, interpersonal communications class, and he gets back tomorrow, but today is the last day of the class, and he jumps on a plane first thing in the morning, and he'll be back here in the sunny climes of South Florida by 2 in the afternoon.
Well, we just lost one of our longtime show hosts. Over 25 years he's been with me volunteering. NASCAR Dave McMillan of Sunday in the Country, Food Drive fame and Hometown Sunday Morning, moved to Florida about a week and a half ago. He hung up his microphone and moved to Florida.
Hey, that's what Skype's for, baby.
Well, he has Skyped in once. He has Skyped in once already, just to say hello. But Florida's obviously a nice place to be.
Yeah. It is. Well, it's kind of like that line. It's my favorite line in any movie from The Godfather, where Al Pacino says, "Just when I thought I was out, they sucked me back that's in." Right. And that's what Skype does.
All right. So what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the Hugh Hefner sale last weekend.
I was going to ask you because I followed it, and it seemed pretty interesting.
Yeah, if you followed it, then you know there were a lot of items that had really pretty low.
Yeah.
It was just the stuff of everyday life, but they sold really, really well. And just some of the highlights, just for an example, there were seven lots that totaled a sale of $387,000 just for seven lots. And there were 838 lots in the live sale. And that's not counting the 490 lots that are online right now that close on December 17th. So this is going to be a blockbuster. Some of the highlights, one of the most interesting things in the sale, it turned out to be interesting because no one knew at the time, but it was an onyx and 10 karat gold ring. It was a beautiful ring, a signet ring, and no one realized that there was a hinge on the onyx, and when you lift it up, there was a Viagra pill under glass.
No.
Yes. And it was estimated... The ring was estimated at $600 to $800, and it sold for $22,400.
Amazing.
So, and let's face it, the man was not—he was what, 91?
Yeah.
I mean, so give the guy a break. So, if you needed the Viagra, God be with you, my friend.
that's an amazing price. So now a little under $900,000. Just from that live auction, right, so far?
Yes, so far.
How much of that goes to the Hefner family?
I think the entire proceeds is going to the foundation. I thought that's what Tim okay. had said. And at first we thought it was going to just be a percentage, but we did read somewhere where the proceeds are going to the foundation. So I think that's a very noble thing. So some of the other highlights, this was your chance. You could have purchased stock in the Playboy clubs. They were, you know, a stock certificate was estimated at $200 to $400. Unfortunately, it sold for almost $22,000.
Unbelievable.
So and the one thing that people have been emailing and asking about was, well, what did the Playboys go for? Well, the first issue was estimated at 3 to 5, his personal issue, and it sold for $31,250. And probably, then there was the complete bound set of every Playboy published from the very first volume 1954 up to 2013, they were all bound volumes. There were over 137 bound volumes of Playboy magazines, and it was estimated at 20,000 to 40,000, and it doubled. It sold for almost $77,000. So, and of course, you got to talk about his red smoking jacket. He had several, but one of them sold for like 22,000. But one of them actually was estimated at 3,000 to 5,000, and it sold for $41,000. So, you know, and his pajamas, you know, we were joking about that last week. Yeah. And oddly enough, they did quite well. They were all estimated under $1,000, and they all sold within the estimate. Some of them went a little over, but they sold anywhere from $1,500 up to about $3,000 a pair. So there was some pretty fun stuff. Oh, and the sleeper of the sale was his typewriter, which he had in college and which he wrote the first issue of Playboy on. And the typewriter was estimated at $2,000 to $4,000, and this is really surprising. It sold for $163,000, $162.5 million.
Who estimate? I'm just curious because everything was clearly, or not everything, but many things were clearly considerably higher than estimated. Any sense of who's buying this?
Mostly collectors, as far as I know, but there were some that were online, and of course, a lot of them don't want to be known, so they're
anonymous, right? No, but it's also.
So, but for the most part, if it's collectors, I mean, it was a very big collector base, for this sale.
So basically, collectors of individual. For example, a typewriter collection? I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, no, a typewriter that the first Playboy was right. typed on. Okay, I mean, that's the cachet right there, and it was done by Hugh Hefner.
I could see a collector bidding on the typewriter and winning that, and also then bidding on the complete sealed set volume
absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely, I can totally
and all
see
of a
that.
Sudden, those two investments just doubled even more.
Yeah, well, there was another typewriter that was in there, and it sold for a couple thousand dollars, but it was a later version. But this was the version, this was the typewriter that he had when he was in college,
right.
And then when he started the Playboy, and when he put together the first issue. So that's definitely what we consider to be a collectible item, where it's something that when found in good condition, that was not meant to be collected, is sold, and somebody wants it. And this had everything going for it. It had condition. It had rarity. It had provenance. It was the trifecta when it comes to collectibles. So, and that's I think why some of these items did sell for so much more. You know, for example, there was one of the keys to the Playboy clubs. It sold for, what did it sell for? It sold for $28,800, and it was only estimated at $300 to $500. Now, I want to go over a little bit about why these estimates seem a little low. They're conservative, but you know these things haven't ever come up for auction, and they're based a lot of them on estimates that other, you know, given the provenance is one thing, but they're based on estimates of what other things have sold for at auction, and then you add to that the provenance, then you all of a sudden you're in a different realm, and that's the one thing about a celebrity auction that hasn't sold anything at auction before, and this is an estate situation, you just never know where it's going to end up. And this auction is still going on. There are always after sales. And then, of course, as I said, there are 490 lots that are online at this very moment that you can bid on. And they're starting to close on the 17th of December. And the very first lot in the online sale, which I think is kind of fun, this is your chance to own a 2006 Ford F-150 XL Triton 4.6 liter V8 engine truck that belonged to Hef. And it's estimated at, I was surprised at this, only $2,000 to $4,000. And the starting bid online was $25, and they have four bids right now, and it's up to $2,000. So, and we have more than 10 days to go before this ends, so who knows where that's going to sell. But it's really fun. If you go on to Julian's auctions.com and you click on auctions, and you can find out where the catalog for the online auction is and flip through it, there's some really fun stuff in it, some things that'll make you chuckle. But it's really, this is going to be a big sale for them, and kudos, because they did a really good job with the catalog. Is a box set. It's really a beautiful commemorative piece documentation of the sale. And you can, if you are so inclined, you can actually buy the box set online. But this was really a fun sale to follow, and of course the family was in the room during the sale, so that there's a little bit of pressure added there when Tim said, when you're auctioneering and they're sitting right there in the front row looking at you like, what? Nope. But I'm sure overall they were very happy, because I mean, like I said, seven lots sold for close to $400,000, and there were 838 lots in the sale.
Now I'm going to give you an assignment, because I'm going to make a prediction right now. Did they list what condition that truck was in, the Ford truck in the auction? Was it in good condition? I mean, like pristine condition or anything like that? Did they list anything like that?
It just says that it was used for many years on the grounds of the Playboy Mansion. But if you want condition, this is what's so great about a good auction company. You can call them or email them with complete condition reports, and they will be happy to give that to you. So,
okay,
the photographs, just looking at the photographs online, photographs are nice. I mean, it looks like it's in good condition.
All right,
it's a 2006.
I'm gonna give you a price that I think that it will go off at. I think it will sell eventually for between $20,000 and $40,000.
I think that's a pretty safe bet. I would say that's going to happen as well. So between 20 and 40, I'll say, I'm going to be a little more specific. I'm going to say between 25 and 30.
Yeah, I think that's a good. I think $30,000, anywhere $5,000 north or south of $30,000, is a pretty safe bet for that truck. But it'll be interesting. Let me know when it sells.
Yeah, we'll mention it, because this is kind of the sale that keeps on giving. So and it's going to be fun, because you know a lot of the stuff in there you can get for really very inexpensive, just to have a piece of the Hef. And as I said last week, you know, it was an institution. Playboy was an institution, and he was quite a force in the 20th century. So,
before we wrap up, I'm going to even predict who's going to buy it.
You?
Nope. Jay Leno.
Oh, you know what? I think that's okay. That's very good. We'll have to see if we can find out who does. Get it?
It'll come out, because he'll put it right on his show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep us appraised to that. All right.
I will. And, hey, you guys have a great week.
You
and we'll
too.
Talk to you next
talk
week.
You next
Tim
week.
Will be here.
All right. Take
thank
care.
You.
Okay, bye.
That, of course, praise this, Tim Luke and Greg Strom, with Greg Strom doing the solo work today, TQAG.com on the web.